This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. Our help box is right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, we're glad to have Pamela Meyer in studio. Pamela is our real estate specialist for HaystackHelp.com as well as SeniorResourceOfColorado.com. And you can check out her website, DenverHomeNavigators.com. And her number for free consultation is 303-506-0106. That's 303-506-0106. And with that, we will welcome Ms. Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
Great
you?
Great to see you. Well, it's hard to believe, winding down another one, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
It's just crazy.
Weren't we just starting the year?
I know.
A little while ago.
Remember the Happy New Year, the Happy July 4th, and boy, Memorial Day. Now, man, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Yeah. The year has flown by and been an interesting year for real estate as well.
And
as
has.
We mentioned, Pamela is our real estate specialist, and she would still be glad to help you in any way she can. Now, this time of year, here in holidays, for most people, probably the last thing on their mind right now is selling a house or something. But for some people, hey, maybe they got a job offer somewhere. They're moving or, you know,
right.
It's a good time for them to do something. So I want to get your input overall just, you know, for selling your house during the holidays. And what are some of the positives, negatives of that? And then we'll get into some specific points.
Okay. So, yes. Selling your home during the holidays is not something people are like, oh, yeah, let's try the market. They don't do it at this time of year. But you're right. Those factors of I've gotten a job offer somewhere else or the some of the people that have new employees coming into the Denver metro area, they might have a fiscal year end that happens to coincide with calendar year end, and they want people relocated and in place by January 1st. So I know for our office, December sometimes has been our second highest closing month. So people don't just disappear, but I will say this, there are not looky-loo buyers out in December. You know, November and December, people aren't just tooling around looking to see what houses are doing. I mean, they're serious buyers right. at this time of year. If they're going out in the cold and sometimes the snow, they're not...
Kicking tires. Yeah.
And so... yes, and truly we have seen, this is probably a great time for a buyer. Don't get me wrong in terms of thinking sellers are hurting at all, because we technically are still, I would say, volume-wise, actual inventory numbers, we're probably still pretty close to a seller's market. But in this last 6 months, we have seen a move from a crazy nuts seller's market to something a little more balanced, which quite frankly is a breath, you know, where if I'm working with a buyer, they actually have an opportunity to think about it overnight, which
right.
is more reasonable. It's certainly, certainly sellers got pretty carried away with prices. And so we have seen price reductions, probably 23 to 25% of the active market every week for about 8 weeks. Are lowering their prices. And almost everything that's gone under contract has had one price reduction.
Right.
So we are not seeing the same frenetic nuttiness. It's still a reasonably robust market, don't get me wrong, but our average days on market was down there around 24, and now we're into the 30s. With it, to still give a little perspective, what used to be, quote, normal was about 91 days on the market. Hmm. And people go, what? Well, that was normal for many years. And truly what we've seen between 2008 and 2018 is 150% appreciation in our Denver metro area.
Wow.
Even this year, which is softer, we'll still probably see between 7 and 8% appreciation, mm-hmm. which is far above what we have seen as a historical number that the National Association of Realtors tracks, like since the 70s, of about 4% a year. So we're still above that.
Right.
And people are like, well, is there a bubble? Well, I don't think so. People are still wanting to come to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We didn't take, I just don't think we're near a bust. Builders certainly need to keep building. And because the builders were hurt in 2008, 2009, they are not, you know, I know there's a demand there, but they are not going crazy. And the other piece that people don't realize is builders have to go through so many hoops,
sure.
regulation-wise. They can't just pull properties out of the ground for a number of reasons. The Great Recession, Depression really decimated the builder workforce. I mean, those people went away and a lot of them haven't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get a production builder who can kind of grab somebody with and offering them another dollar per hour.
Right.
And there aren't that many workers. So you can only pull it out of the ground that fast. And also between all of the permits and this and that and everything else, I mean, you're talking $50,000 before they get to put a shovel in the ground.
Sure.
and they change.
Mm-hmm.
The rules change all the time.
Codes, all kinds of things. Yeah.
So it isn't like the builders could fix this overnight anyway. So, no, I don't. I mean, I think we still have a run of a couple more years for sure. Mm-hmm. And not that something's going to go off the rail down just because Colorado is so desirable.
Right.
And we're not, as we've talked before, a one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty diversified economic generator base, so people aren't all moving here for oil and gas or all moving here for health care.
Right.
There are a number of different industries that are attracting people here.
Yeah, don't move here for health care cost.
Yeah, no.
Mine just went up another $100.
Yeah. it's the end of the year stuff.
So we're going to share some tips. This may even take us a couple of segments. I might have a part one, part two to this. But we're going to talk about, you know, selling your home during the holidays. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, many times it is something where you kind of think, gosh, is it the right time? And it can have its advantages. As Pamela said, holiday buyers tend to be more serious and competition's a little less fierce and fewer homes being actively marketed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the first thing you got to look at, and probably what you sit down with people if they call you and say, hey, I want to sell my house, is, you know, do you really want to sell this, you know, right now? Yeah.
Yeah. And it is that piece of, I don't think people are, unlike spring, you know, sometimes springtime people go, well, oh, let's just throw a sign in the yard and see what happens. Well, nobody does that in December. They just don't. So there is another motivating factor.
Right.
And so part of our initial discussion is always, what is that factor and what's your time frame? Because if, in fact, you have to be in Portland, you know, by December 15th, we should have been talking a couple of weeks ago. But yes, if you need to get moved and get settled and everything wants to start up for the new year, we need to get your house on the market.
Right. And, you know, all this starts, and I was looking through some things, and we made some notes today for a show, of course, but looking at things, you know, what's the most important here? And I think that very first one is calling Pamela Meyer. I mean, hiring that reliable real estate professional. And again, I always say this, I meet people and they go, oh, I've got a cousin that does real estate, or I've got a, you know, a relative that does real estate, and there's nothing wrong with that if that's their full deal.
Right.
I mean, 24/7, this is what they eat, sleep, drink, so to speak, is real estate.
Rather than they just have a license.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them out there that just have a license.
There are plenty. It's not that hard to get. The difference is, are you making a career out of it?
Mm-hmm.
And that requires ongoing work, education, research, experience, etc. Many years ago, I had a company trying to recruit me to leave Keller Williams, where I am, and their comment to me was, "Well, you're an experienced agent. You don't need more training." And I said, "I'm sorry, what?" I said, "We always need to be learning based."
Sure.
Because the market isn't today what it was last year. And it won't be next year what it is today right now. So there are certain things that don't change. So yes, can I walk into a neighborhood and go into many homes and I know exactly what the floor plan is going to be? Yes, I'm at that point in my career where I pretty much know what different floor plans look like and can identify from the street. But in terms of what the market is today, right now, that's just not the same. How many people are coming in? What's the demand? What's our supply? What are interest rates doing? What's the economic climate? I mean, there are so many variables that we always have to be learning based. You know, just even the most recent statistics about they're redefining, quote, the luxury market and moving the minimum price from 1 million to 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't get the same for $1 million that you used to get.
Right.
Isn't that funny to think about?
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, and I think it, another reason is, and like I say, I'm not trying to say don't use someone in your family, but I'm also saying this. Someone that's close to you is probably going to bring, I don't know, some emotional things into this whole thing that someone like yourself wouldn't.
Right.
Because you're not close to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking out for your client. You're looking, trying to get them the best deal and trying to advise them in the best way, you know, to get that home sold.
Right.
Or someone that's too close, oh, well, you need to do this or you need to wait till you get this. And it may not be the right thing.
That can happen. Yeah. I've actually, to date, never done business with my family.
Oh, really?
Nope, never have.
Wow, okay. So point proven right there.
There you
so,
go, right there.
And again, Pamela Myers, our guest, Denver Home Navigators, denverhomenavigators.com, her number 303-506-0106. And so, like I say, we're going to hit a couple points here, and we'll have to do part two of this, but let's talk about some of the things as far as just kind of getting your house ready, then during this time.
One of the things, we always talk about clean, 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 clean. From, you know, no bugs in your front light, because we never go in our front door anymore. So from an exterior standpoint, but specifically for the holidays, we have a couple of people in our neighborhood who, the Chevy Chase movie, where he has more lights that could power a city on his home. Don't do that. I mean, yes, you can decorate for the holidays. And if you're a holiday decorator freak, then you need to maybe scale back a little bit. Ask your real estate professional for how much is too much. You know, there's still a way that you can, you know, make your home feel like you get to do the holidays.
So in other words, you want it to look cool, but not distract.
Correct.
By where they pull up and go, geez, I mean,
what the heck is here?
Right.
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 We want it to augment how pretty your house is, not make it look like, I can't even tell what this house looks like mm-hmm. without all this.
Right.
So that would be one thing. You know, stuff that's too big, overcrowding, you know, keep it pretty general, that kind of thing
right.
would be the best way to do this.
And as you mentioned, I mean, this time of year, people that are out looking,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably motivated to do something.
They're on a deadline. So you need to also keep that in mind so that you want to attract the buyer. And if you can accommodate their deadline, they're more motivated to buy your house than if there's another one in the neighborhood where somebody's like, oh yeah, no, we don't want to close until mid-January. And you're trying to be done and starting your life by the 1st of January.
Right.
So, you know, people need to be a little flexible, especially if you live near a military base, people relocating, investors on tax deadlines. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. College students, college staff, you know, people go back to work. And
right.
so timing is an issue, and it might be for you as the seller, but there's a way to attract the right buyer, get the right price, and do a win-win for timing.
Sure.
You know, so that would be important.
I tell you what, we're gonna have to do this on a part two here.
Okay.
Which we will do. But give Pamela a call, and there are many things, you know, taking good photos, making your curb appeal, and we're going to get into these more specific here in our next segment, but create a video tour for the web, a lot of great things.
And price it well.
That's probably one of the biggest changes that you see now is these kind of web deals and different things that really show the house off nice, and we'll even talk about that and some of the staging things we can help you with as well. Again, Pamela Meyer, DenverHomeNavigators.com, her number 303-506-0106. Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much again for joining us. Glad to have in studio Kevin Trisden. Kevin is with M4 Roofing and Gutters. You've heard him on the show now for several months. And Kevin, glad to have you back in studio.
Glad to be here.
Been a busy few months for you guys.
It has been. Busy.
Absolutely. So for those, they've heard your interviews, they've heard the ads and all. Boy, the roofing industry is very interesting. To say the least. And it's probably one of the most, I don't even know what, last time I looked on BBB, there was 400 companies or whatever.
Oh, so. I think there's up to 1,400 now.
Yeah. I just kind of meant
right.
Really, really local. There's thousands, So what are you seeing in the industry as a whole? Has it cleaned up some over the last few years or...
It has and it hasn't. You still have the people that come into town and try to take advantage of the situation. That's why we really work hard with insurance agents to get the word to their customers to don't just respond to the person knocking at their door.
Right.
Because you have no idea who that person is, and he will tell you everything you want to hear. That's where the problems start, because we many times have to go in and clean it up. So when we go through our insurance agents and their customers go off the referral, like most businesses,
sure,
you get a good referral from someone that you know and trust, then you're in probably pretty good hands.
Yep. So let's talk about the process of how it should actually start and what's the best way. I think many times, we have a storm or whatever, and most of us as a homeowner are like, we don't know if it did any damage. Hey, water's not coming through my living room or whatever. So, and we highly recommend you don't go get on a ladder and go up yourself.
Right.
We have no professional training.
Right.
So, what should we do as a homeowner after a storm?
Well, the first thing I always like to tell people is let us do our job. So many people that are confident in their abilities many times will look at the roof and tell us there's no damage. And then I with a little quirky smile, said, well, what do you do for a living? And he's an engineer somewhere, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. And so we do emphasize, let us do our job. Let mm-hmm. us go take a look at it. Before you call your insurance company to report a claim, let us inspect it. Because many times their interest is piqued when somebody has knocked on the door, some canvassing company or sure. someone trying to drum up some business, when there is no damage. And it's really important to understand that if you call in a claim and there's no damage, it's still reported as a claim. So we really emphasize through all our insurance agents and all of our marketing and advertising, let us look at it first before you call the claim in, just to see if there is damage.
Right. And then you do something called a roof certification.
Yes.
So explain that.
So the roof certification deals a lot in the real estate industry where a mortgage company might require a roof certification on a house. If they're going to put a mortgage on the property, they want to make sure that the roof's protecting the entire property. And then many times, just for a peace of mind as a buyer, they want to have a roof certification. Again, what that is, it's a professional roofing company mm-hmm. going out to look at a house and giving them an honest opinion of what needs to happen, if anything, to the roof. And it's a great program to for us to get out there and make sure that the mortgage lenders and the buyers get to see exactly what it is from an honest local roofing company.
Right. So what type of roofs do you guys mainly do? Is there any kind of roof you don't do or you don't?
There isn't any type okay. of roof we do not do, other than the built-up roofing, which is more on the top of public school systems.
Okay.
And those are starting to kind of go on the way out. But there's a huge industry in the residential and the commercial business when it does come to hail damage, because the Front Range gets more hail than any place in the world. And I don't know if anybody knew that. But,
right.
So it's a good place to do business. But the majority of our work is the shingles and asphalt shingles from the residents, and we're also doing a lot of commercial buildings, asphalt shingles, as well as your flat roofing systems.
Okay. Again, Kevin Trisna is with us, M4 Roofing and Gutters. You can reach them at 303-797-8600. Maybe you'd like to get your roof certified, and Kevin and his crew can come out and help you out. And they are A-plus members with the BBB. Of course, you can find them at haystackhelp.com. You can find them on seniorresourceofcolorado.com, and they are our roofing specialists. So we 100% believe in them and endorse them. And they've been doing this since 2004. And all of a sudden, 2004, you think sometimes that doesn't sound like all along. But, man, when you think, man, it's going to be 15 years here.
That's
pretty
right.
quick.
That's
wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Time is getting by. So let's talk about the insurance side of things, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of confusion there. We have our insurance folks on, group insurance analysts, and they kind of go through some of the changes that are happening. But I asked you before we started the show today, you know, what you're seeing with homeowners, when do they understand their policy? And the answer was kind of no.
Yeah, they get to understand it after they file the claim, and then it all starts to play out, and many times not how they want.
Right.
We had one the other day where a lady had a $7,000 deductible, and she had no idea that she had it that high. And one of the trends we're seeing in the industry right now has to do with reporting a claim and the time and the window that you're allowed to report it is starting to get smaller and smaller. And for example, let's say it hails July 1st. It used to be open-ended, 2 years after that July 1st, you could call in the claim. Most insurance companies would cover it. Nowadays, we're starting to see the one-year limit. If you do not report it within the 1 year of the hail storm, they will not cover it. Now we're seeing some companies move to the six-month window. So they really want people to report the claim as soon as possible. But let's also be realistic. As a business, they're probably trying to increase their bottom line and their net profit by figuring out a way to sure. deny claims. And that's the way it is. It's mm-hmm. business, and you just have to know if those are the rules. Then let's not wait for the hail season to end to report a claim, because we see that quite often. And the people who are the stragglers are going to be the ones
sure.
that really miss out. So we do encourage when there's a hailstorm, let us take a look at it and be patient, because obviously the hail season is ended, but we're still doing quite a bit of work from the hailstorms mm-hmm. this year. But you really do have to jump on top of it and make sure that your policy that window's not closed for you.
Right. Sometimes I think it's hard for us to even imagine what damage hail really does to a roof. I mean, it's easy to see on a car.
Oh, yeah.
And all
yeah.
the dings. But then, I mean, we step back on a sidewalk, look up, roof kind of looks the same. I mean, what does hail really do? Does it depend on what kind of roofing material you have to the extent of the damage?
Well, when you get into the details of the industry, the one thing I've learned, the definition of hail damage really boils down to, has the product service life been compromised?
Okay.
So, for example, if you had a 25-year shingle and now it's looks like it's going to only last maybe 15 years, then that's definition of hail damage. When the a lot of people think, oh, I don't have any holes in my roof, so therefore I don't see any damage. That's not the case at all. Very rarely hailstorms go actually through the shingle, even though we've seen it
mm-hmm.
On some big storms. When the service life is compromised, really that's the definition of hail damage.
Okay. And then what does a client need to look at? I think a lot of times people don't want to call because they're like, man, is it, you know, we live here, we got to sleep here, I got kids here, how long is it going to take to get all this done? And you can't control the weather.
No.
You can't control a lot of things, and it changes quickly here. So what is kind of the normal time, if there is a normal time or realistic time that you can say, hey, depending on weather, depending on product coming in right, depending on all those things, I mean, we're going to be at your house probably 7 days, 14 days, 8 days, what?
Well, what we try to do on the average residential property is to be in and out in 1 day. There's been several properties this year that were a lot larger that took us 3 to 4 days. But generally, we have a crew size big enough that it's in and out. So it's minimally invasive. It is a very messy process. It's loud. So we try not to drag that on, even though we've seen one roof of my office manager across her house. I don't know how we didn't get the roof, but she went with someone, I guess, that was a lot cheaper. And they've been on that roof for, I think, 10 days. And we're just shaking our heads going, oh, my wow. goodness. So that's unfortunate. But we yep. try to get in and out in 1 day.
Right. The bitterness of poor quality remains
yeah.
sweet after the low price is forgotten. Yeah, I'm telling right. you, man, you got to watch that. You know, I was looking at your website today and just wanted to read a couple of these real quick. You know, reviews are huge today. There are specific
right.
websites for reviews. And here's one from a young lady named Rosemary. It said, M4 was recommended by our agent at State Farm. John Wheeler came out on the weekend right after we called him, which right there is a good point.
Right.
Hey, within a few days. And you answered the phone. Hey, that's a start,
that's right?
He kept us informed every step of the way. And that speaks a lot, too, because you know what? Homeowners like to know what's going on.
Absolutely. And I stress to my guys, if they are calling you to get an answer, then you're not doing your job right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple concept, but, you know, being in business, there's a lot to have to figure out. And that's one of the things I've been doing this for, you know, in my roofing industry since 2004 here in
right.
Colorado, is you learn, be proactive. And I always tell the simple concept of, you're going to be doing the same amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell that person whatever you need to tell them ahead of time, and then you look like a star.
Sure. So to finish this, as he kept us informed every step of the way, he was very professional while being very personable. The roofers worked very hard and did a great job having already referred them to others. Hoping we don't need them anytime soon,
that's
but
right.
would use them again. And like I say, there's 5 or 6 points there that you say, hey, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Right, right. And do all jobs go like that? Not necessarily, but I would say 95% of our jobs
sure.
go like that.
Give them a call, 303-797-8600. Mention you heard Kevin here on Haystack Help Radio. And again, they can explain all the different roof certifications they have. A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau. You can also find them at haystackhelp.com. Kevin, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You're spending too much time and energy on insurance. Don't stress. Group Insurance Analysts will shop the entire market for you in one report. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance through a local, proven, and independent broker. Group Insurance Analysts handles all type of insurance. Benefits, workers' comp, property, auto, and more for both business and personal needs. Call Haystack Help Radio official registered company Group Insurance Analysts today. You never need to stress about insurance again. Call 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or visit e-gia.com. That's e as in easy, -gia.com.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and also seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And on our haystackhelp.com, we've got a help box right there. If you have any kind of questions or problems, send us an email. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, we're glad to welcome back in David Cishan, Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. David, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
Hey, it's always great to see you. Boy, so much goes on with this whole retirement planning and the last few shows we've done and all of that. But I tell you one thing that even with our insurance folks that we deal with a lot, talk about this matter of long-term care, and most of us don't think about it till we're in the long-term care area. Again, there's so many things, as we talked about in the last segment, that, boy, if we could get people to think about this at 35 and 40 years old, when things are going to be much better for them to do some of these type policies for long-term care. But just talk a little bit about what you see in this whole long-term care arena with financial planning.
Right, Scott. Yeah, it's a big concern. And it's a big concern as people get closer to the retirement. It would be ideal if we could look at it at 40 or 45 or 50, because anything that you do at those ages are much less expensive and more effective long term.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the problem is we have reality.
Sure.
We have everyday costs and expenses, and refrigerator breaking, and we need a new car, and the kids got to go to school, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's hard for people to address a lot of these little issues along the way that would be ideal for them to do. But at some point, long-term care comes into play, because in many of the studies, in fact, all of the studies that are out there, the biggest element of why people don't make it through retirement from a bankruptcy financial standpoint, is because of health care.
Mm-hmm.
They get sick. I mean, after age 75, I think it's somewhere like 75% of bankruptcies of people over 75 is because of health care.
Yeah.
Or the lack thereof.
Sure.
So long-term care is an important concept. It's just a question of how can you address it? Now, when we look at long-term care for clients or folks that come in, I try to encourage self-funding. Pay it out of your own pocket somehow. Now, not everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage that, and the reason I do is because I don't trust the insurance companies. A lot of them have gotten out of the long-term care business because in their minds they haven't charged enough premiums. And now they're going back every year and getting the state insurance commissioners to increase the premium charges. And what's going to happen? Well, it's either going to force people that may have purchased this insurance to drop it at some point because they just can't allocate that much. Or the insurance companies are going to
tell the clients, oh, reduce your benefits to keep the premiums level.
Right.
You know, or as eventually, as I say, I think a lot of them will drop the coverage because these premiums are going up substantially every year. So to their benefit, being the insurance companies, they've come out with other tools for long-term care that people have a choice at. At least they're more consumer-oriented.
Right.
And they don't necessarily entail ongoing premiums. For example, you could make a deposit with an insurance company. It'll sit in an account, earn 2 or 3 or 4%. But if you need that for long-term care, that money that you put in explodes to 3 or 4 times that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use it for home care or long-term care. That, to me, makes more sense.
Right.
And if you don't use it, you can get at the money, take it out, and spend it yourself. So you're in control. You haven't lost those monies. And you can also do certain types of life insurance products that they have, that have riders for long-term care. Again, if you buy one of those and have it, you have long-term care associated. So if you have a $200,000 policy, if you need home care, long-term care, they might convert to a percentage that they pay per month, maybe 4%. So that'd be $8,000 per month until that $200,000 is used up.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't forfeited anything. If you never use it and you die, someone's going to get $200,000 tax-free.
Right.
So there's better alternatives if we have to have alternatives for long-term care.
And I think it would be good for people, you know, especially, I guess, working with you, before you go and buy something like that, sit down with you and let you look through it to see if it's accomplishing what that salesman is telling us it is, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of understanding what you should buy is understanding the client, understanding the five areas of financial planning about that client, understanding where the assets are so that you can make an intelligent selection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. If someone walked in and had hand me a policy and says, will this work for me? Well, in all probability, it'll work. But I don't know nothing about the client, so I can't say it's going to work for you.
Right. And when you look at the cost of, you know, when we grew up, we called them like senior citizen homes and all that. And they're way different today than what we grew up and walked into to see relatives or friends. I mean, these places can be, what, 8, 10, 12, 14 grand a month.
Oh, yeah. 90,000.
How do you plan for that?
Well, that's just it. You know, that's why there are realities in life. We look at what resources people have and how it's allocated and what's most important to them. And long-term care for many people is on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And I get comments like, well, if something happens to me, my daughter will take care of me.
Right.
You know, if something happens to me, the church is really good. They got a program we can do. I mean, there may be things that people can fall back on. But again, you have to have a plan, and it has to be in place. It doesn't have to always be insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you got to do something. And then there's the reality where they can't do anything, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to enjoy retirement, spend it down until you have nothing, and then you're going to end up on Medicaid, where a lot of people end up, unfortunately,
right,
and let the state and the federal government buy your room and board. Not a great choice, but a choice.
Yep.
And a reality in many respects.
Again, for free consultation, all you have to do is call 720-482-1917. Mention you heard David here on Haystack Health Radio. And you can check out their website at CeShawnFinancialServices.com. Now, another term you brought up with this long-term care is QLAC. And so explain that to us a little bit.
Well, there's a program that was started about 3 years ago. Federal government decided that, you know, they weren't trying to help us for our future years in retirement by telling us now, passing a law that says, you know, at age 70 and a half, if you have retirement monies, you are required by law to start taking out your required minimum distributions. Doesn't matter if you need them or not. You got to start taking them because Uncle Sam wants their money. You made a deal with the government, or as I call it, the devil. You can put monies in, you defer the taxes, but sooner or later there's a knock on the door, and that's 70 and a half, and now you got to start taking it. A lot of people don't want to take it, but they're forced to. So the government passed this law, and they said you can now defer some of those required minimum distributions. You can defer them out to as far as age 85. So if you're somebody 65 or 60 or 70, you could say, well, I don't need it now, so I'm going to take a chunk of money and I'm going to defer this income until age 85 when I might need it for health care, long-term care, other needs. So you can do that now. The program that you do it under is called a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Now, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract to me is just like Social Security. You put money in and you take it out in the form of income. Unfortunately, with Social Security, if you take your Social Security out and you die, the money stays with the government. Here, with the QLAC, if you take money out, don't get all your money back, it goes back to your heirs. So it's just a tool that was passed. Most people don't know about it.
Right.
Most people haven't heard about it. And I'm shocked when people come in and they don't know about it. So you can defer some money. You can defer actually currently under the current this year, 25% of your account balances for your retirement monies, IRAs, let's say, 25% of that, up to a maximum of $130,000 one time. Not every year, just one time. And you can defer it out 4 years. The earliest you can start and do a QLAC is age 55. You can actually put one in. We did one for somebody recently who's 55, put in $125,000 because last year they allowed $125,000. But at age 85, even though it's his IRA, he and his wife could start taking over $4,000 a month until they die, either. Both of them are gone. This is not unusual. I have yet to find an investment where I could take monies that could be deferred in a IRA and put them somewhere on a guaranteed basis and get anywhere close to the income that you can under this program.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a tool, so it could be used. Some of that money could be used to help finance long-term care costs or other medical costs. It's not going to solve the problem of long-term care.
Right.
But again, many times we can't solve it 100%.
Sure. You know, you mentioned real quick about people not knowing things. And your, don't use the word ignorance, but your not knowing some of these things can ruin everything that you think you did well for all those years, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd be as harsh as say ruined, but it could
be a setback.
Negatively affect
right.
What you've been doing. And a lot of people, when they come in, these people who have gotten to a point in time or stage in life, they didn't do things wrong.
Right.
You know, we all learn by mistakes.
Sure.
And we all make mistakes along the way, but they didn't do anything wrong. It's just a matter of now we can shore these things up a little bit
mm-hmm.
so that they're not leaking.
Right.
You know, and they'll last a lot longer. So understanding that is important for people to be able to comprehend because again, a few little things, having up-to-date knowledge makes it easier going forward.
Absolutely. Again, the number for a free consultation is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. You can also check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com, and that's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. David, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse...
Watch it! Watch out!
During the moments of a serious accident, you aren't thinking about who is at fault.
Oh, no. What if I never see my family again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my wife say, I love you again?
Quick, quick, open your Christmas gift.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second while you're in a car accident, you are only thinking about the most important things in life.
Is everyone okay?
After you've been in an accident, call the law offices of Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886. They'll help to determine who is at fault, what to tell the insurance company, and who will help pay your hospital bills so you can get back to thinking about the important things.
Merry Christmas to all. I love you all so much.
That's the law offices of Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio now Alan Stack. Stack Optical, they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Their number, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Stack. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
Man, it's hard to believe. Year's going to be up before we know it, isn't it?
Oh, no kidding.
Well, this year has flown by.
We've already been in our new location for, what, a year and 4 months? And they still haven't torn down the old building in Cherry Creek.
Don't you love that when they say, oh, we're going to be doing this, force you to move, and then, and like you say, almost 2 years later.
Yeah, I talked to the maintenance manager the other day, and he said, yeah, they're still fighting the city with the permits.
Gotcha. So. Well, and you know what? Man, it's turned out to be a great move for you. I mean,
oh,
a great
has.
Location.
Beautiful store.
And, you know, good night. The parking could not be more convenient.
Well, that was all. When I was trying to find a new location, that was number one. You know, people buy glasses every couple years. But adjustments, quick services, they need to be able to drive in and drive out.
Sure.
Instead of having to walk, you know, park a block away and then walk to it.
Exactly. Again, this is Stack Optical, and they've been doing this since 1968. And they offer, of course, full eye exams, which we'll talk about in a minute. Of course, all your things for eyewear, contact lenses, about anything with optical, they can handle. And, you know, when I was thinking about that, Alan, since 1968, says a couple of things to me. Number one, you know what you're doing, okay, to survive any time, but since 1968 for sure. And I was thinking about the word customer service. And you know what? I mean, I think that word's overused, and I think the term I use more with you is customer care.
Well, I appreciate that.
You
yeah,
know?
It's number one. I mean, you know, anybody can sell a pair of glasses, but being able to understand the problems, listen to the patient or client, you know, we do eye exams, so I guess we do have patients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the client end of it, and it you're right. It's being able to listen and solve their whatever problem that they're having.
Right. You know, there's so many places around, and I was talking with a friend yesterday. We were just talking about Amazon and all the different things now, businesses that are hurting. You know, I got a buddy owns a mattress store in Dallas, and man, there's so many things people buy online now.
Yeah, but that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, glasses, it's not just a product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, glasses, most of it's the service. It's the fit. It's understanding what somebody does for a living and then deciding what would be the best modality to use.
Right. Because you look at all the different styles and different things that you have, the materials and not only the frames, but also the lenses. And then there's a couple of very, very, very important measurements you've talked about before.
Exactly. And it's not something you can just look at a computer screen and then they do the measurement. I've got to listen to what you do for a living and decide where we need to put that. It's not just a mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
It's interpretive. We've got to sit there and go, well, okay, so this person drives for a living. You don't fit that same person as you would somebody who works in a computer all day. So there's so many different variables that you really need to have a professional figure that out for you.
Right. So, I mean, if you take glasses just themselves, but when you get into maybe bifocals or the transition type lenses and, you know, progressive lenses,
right,
and all that, I mean, to me, I think it'd be impossible to do that online with all the.
Well, that's what they say. They say, you know, online it's just one of those things. You look at this screen and then they put the measurement in there. Well, they're fitting everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have everybody doesn't have the same lifestyle.
Right.
It's different. You can't fit everybody the same way.
Sure.
That's why a lot of people get these online. They come in and they, hey, this doesn't work for me. Well, it turns out they were either fit too high, too low, depending on what their profession was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's different glasses. I know, you know, we've had some customers that come in. If they look at computers all day,
mm-hmm.
maybe there's a different glasses that you would recommend.
Yeah, and there's a half a dozen different types of lenses out there.
Yeah.
Online, it's, oh, you work on computers, it's this lens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do this, it's this lens. Well, there's a half a dozen for each one.
Right.
And, you know, depending on manufacturer, there could be hundreds.
Sure. Alan Stack is with us. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Once again, their number is 303-321-1578. And, you know, a lot of things in our health are important to us, especially as we get older, but I can't think of anything more important than your eyes and the health of those. And yet a lot of people, you know, especially if they don't wear glasses, really don't think about getting eye exams. But even if you don't wear glasses, it'd be a good thing to get checked out every couple of years.
Very good. Yeah, as a matter of fact, our doc's always finding something. Well, I shouldn't say always. But a lot of times you'll find something, hey, we can get this taken care of. We'll refer out, and it doesn't become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the folks that don't get the eye exam, and all of a sudden they're starting to get loss of vision. Then they come in, well, they've had glaucoma all this time, and it's not reversible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if they had come in earlier, we could have referred them out and been able to do something about it.
Sure. What have you seen? You know, it seems like last 15, 20 years, all the LASIK surgery and all the different types of surgery and doing the monovision, all the different things. From your perspective, and I mean, I know you sell glasses and all that.
I'm biased, but because of the business I'm in, I see all the rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's no way I'd ever have it done. But,
right.
Yeah, remember, they have a pretty good success rate, and I'm not going to see all the successful folks.
Sure, exactly. But my point in bringing that up was, there are people that doesn't work for, and then they need those really good.
And even when it does work for them, you know, 5 or 6 years later, oh, there's a little change. Well, are you going to go in and get your eyes cut on again?
Right.
Or get a pair of glasses.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another great thing with your exams, first of all, they're done by a doctor, mm-hmm. okay? And the time that you take, I mean, honestly, he spends more time with you than you will get if you go to your medical doctor to go see something, you know? And always very prompt, too.
Our doctor, Dr. McMillan, has been doing this for 35 years. I mean, he's seen a lot. You know, and he really takes the time. Sometimes we run a little over in our eye exams because he takes the time that's needed. But, yeah, he's very thorough.
Right. So besides reading the letters at the end of the hall there,
right?
What other things?
Well, he'll do quite a few different things. He'll check your pressures. He'll evaluate the cornea. He'll evaluate inside the eye. We also do digital photographs of the retina when needed. There's just quite a bit involved when he's doing his eye exam. Typically, we allow a half hour. Sometimes it runs over.
Right. And those pressures, what is that telling him?
That's for glaucoma.
Okay.
So he's doing a pressure check. But that's not the only way to diagnose that. He also looks at the optic disc, you know, on the retina and, you know, looks for changes there. And if he sees anything, we address it.
Right. Again, it's Stack Optical. They're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free, convenient parking. I mean, you are right there, right by the door. Their number is 303-321-1578. And the eye exam cost is
$69.
And
very reasonable.
What a value. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Reasonable.
Now, do you recommend, I think, contact lens folks every year, but then eyewear every 2 years?
Yeah, eyewear every 2 years, but as we get older, you know, when you get into, 55, 60, yeah, I would do it every year. Because, you know, if we can catch something early, we can address it and take care of it.
Right. And then let's talk about that retinal scanner you're talking about. What are you looking about with that?
Well, it's basically the doctor's already looking at the retina with his handheld ophthalmoscope. But what that camera does is takes a picture of it, and we can compare it from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a picture of the retina.
Right. Okay. And then do you see that in younger folks as well as older folks, problems with retinas?
I mean, certainly, because, you know, he's looked at quite a few different things. One time he suspected MS and sent the patient out, and sure enough, he had MS.
Mm-hmm.
he's, you know, retinal or diabetes. You can see that in there. You can see high blood pressures, a number of things that he can see inside
right.
that.
And with the Stack Sports Pack, I want to talk about that before we get out.
Okay.
I mean, boy, again, just a great, I was talking with Kevin Flesh yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's been fishing, talking about, man, how great they are, the different lenses and all. So let you describe the Stack Sports Pack for us.
Well, the Stack Sports Pack, it's a sports frame that can be adjusted in the field. It's really nice. If you need to tighten it up, the temples don't need to be heated up. They have a wire in there, allows you to bend them, tighten them. It also has a bridge that's adjustable. So let's say you've got a pair of lenses that were for shooting. Well, I use an upside-down bifocal, and what that does is the top of the lens is for your front sight, and the bottom of the lens, or the middle part, is for your distance. And what that allows you to do is acquire your target, you drop your head just a little bit, bring in your front sight, and squeeze the trigger. Well, that's really neat if you're working with iron sights or pistols. But let's say that you're going to use your scope. Well, you don't want to use that bifocal for the scope. So you can pinch in the bridge, raise it up, so you're looking through your distance for your scope or your other optics. So again, it's very versatile. And then let's say you're going to go golfing in the afternoon after shooting. Mm-hmm. Well, you pop those lenses out and pop in your golf lenses. Or let's say you're going to go on the motorcycle. You can pop those out and put your clear lenses in.
Right.
So there's quite a few different types of lenses we can make for this one frame.
Sure. It's the Stack Sports Pack, and again, it will enhance really any activity you do in the outdoors. Now, if you're going to do something with a firearm, we ask you to do this. When you call and make your appointment, again, that number is 303-321-1578. Let them know that you are a shooter, you are a hunter, whatever the case may be. And Alan does allow you to bring your firearm into the store. Just make sure that you make that appointment with Alan. And then, of course, make sure that it's unloaded and safe. And in a case, I mean, it's never good to get out of a car in a parking lot with an exposed rifle. So bring it in a case, and Alan will get you fixed up there. And it's the Stack Sports Pack and a lot of different tents. And you know what? I mean, before I got into this, I never really realized what tent means. I mean, I was just always, hey.
Because everybody perceives color differently.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you wear something kind of an orange-red lens, and that would drive me nuts, but mm-hmm. it works well for you.
Sure.
You know, everyone perceives color different, and there's different colors for different activities. You wouldn't wear a gray lens out on a golf course.
Right.
You know, because it darkens the shadows. You're going to miss half your balls.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I need the bright yellow so I can find my ball in the woods. Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
What I need. Right. Again, Stack Optical since 1968. They are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Exam $69. Just mentioned you heard it here on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and they will get you fixed up. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. Alan, real quick,
mm-hmm.
what do you feel is the Stack Optical difference?
We take the time to listen. You know, a lot of places you'll walk in and they'll say, well, just pick out a frame and we'll write it up. That's not how we operate. We want to be involved in that selection. That's what we're trained for. I've been mm-hmm. doing this 40 years. I want to look at your prescription. I want to discuss it with you and discuss what you do and what your lifestyle is like so we can make the proper selection.
Right.
To me, that's the difference.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Alan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.